Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Joe Connor from the Carthage Veterinary Services in Carthage, Illinois. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
I want to talk to you a little bit about poultry first, and I know that's not your area of expertise, but there's a lot of changes going on in poultry, specifically with the use or non-use of antibiotics. It's estimated that in 2017, 45% of the feed made for poultry might be antibiotic-free. Does that make you nervous on the pork side of the business?
Not really, Joe, but I think what we have to keep in perspective is that the grow period of the chicken is much shorter than what it is on the pig. It will make me nervous if we try to carry that information over and apply it directly to the growing pig and their life cycle.
Now, McDonald's came out in August of 2017 with some additional guidelines for producers, and they seem to be focused more on, antibiotics that are within the WHO, the World Health Organization guidelines. Does that really change the way you approach herd health?
At this point, it does not. And as I look through those guidelines, I think they are in parallel with what we're doing day to day. The one area of change that I saw in there was the potential restriction on antibiotics use in prevention, which today we can still use antibiotics in a preventive situation.
And let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, generally with feed medications, they were easier to get at one point. Now you've got to get a veterinary feed directive, but still, if there was some changeable weather coming on, you could just go with your gut and say, yeah, it's a good idea to put some antibiotic in this producer's feed because you're trying to either prevent an enteric or respiratory infection. Does that approach still hold up in today's approach to swine medicine?
That approach still is applicable. And what we found with the VFDs is that it's been relatively seamless for us to do that and to use them in situations that we know are going to be repeatable. So in this case, we would use the term prevention, but we would expect that that group of pigs would have clinical expression of the disease, whether it's enteric or respiratory. And so we're still comfortable and it would fit within our guidelines.
Can the pork industry learn anything from poultry's experience?
I think what we can learn is that it's a fast-moving industry and that we have to really slow down and look at how what is occurring in the poultry industry might influence us on the in the pork industry, and then really try to get ahead of that discussion if it's something that is going down a path that we believe is not good for the pig.
And so do you see it as something that's kind of a passing trend where producers may try it and then not stick with it, or do you think that antibiotic-free is something that could grow legs and really become something major in the poultry in the pork industry?
That's a good term, grow legs, and take off. If we think about our industry compared to say the European industry, where it continues to move forward with those type of restrictions, we have to be aware that that could occur here. And the thing that is still questionable is what is the market and what is the consumer percentage that will pay or desire that type of market. I think we've got to be fully aware of that concern, and we've got to discuss how we can address it if it does move forward and take a greater percentage of our market.
Obviously, animal welfare is, I think it's something everybody can agree on, but how you get there can be two different routes. As a veterinarian, you really have to be the gatekeeper of welfare, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. And I think if you think about the changes that have come in the last 3 years, we could certainly argue that not all of them are in favor of welfare as we think about some open pen housing, group housing. As we look at the data was available and is becoming available, we know that it's not always more welfare friendly. So as a veterinarian, we still have to make those decisions in terms of what is best for the pig. and how do we adapt the situation if we need to alleviate changes that have occurred that are actually not in favor of welfare.
What are some other changes that pork producers can make to maybe reduce their dependence on using antibiotics for disease management?
One of the things that comes out of any controversy or pressure is that you do develop either new techniques or vaccine usage that ultimately would allow us to reduce the antibiotic usage. And we've seen that actually move forward here quite quickly over the last 12 months. We expect to see a continual increase in use of either oral or injectable vaccines for respiratory and enteric diseases that then ultimately would allow us to reduce the use of antibiotics, either therapeutic or preventive. We've also seen a tremendous interest in understanding the microbiome and how it might influence the pig, both primarily on enteric, but also some linkage between the enteric system and the respiratory immune system and trying to balance that pig out a little bit differently. So there are some progress, there is progress being made in those areas as we adapt.
But certainly we have vaccinations, you have injectable antibiotics that can be used judiciously, but are there things that we should be looking at in terms of stocking rates or ventilation or other things that might lessen the need for antibiotics?
One of the things that we have come to understand is that we can change the outcome sometimes with different stocking densities. So providing more square footage per pig, providing a little bit different environment per pig, and resulting in adequate performance. Where the discussion always comes back to is that changes the economic equation, and then are we as a consumer going to be willing to pay that difference? And if so, what would be the return on that difference? It does behoove us to continue to look for those opportunities so that we are prepared in case it does become a requirement into the future.
Well, I know in the poultry industry they've looked at essential oils and botanicals and things like that. Do you see the potential for that in pork production?
There's certainly research being conducted today, and some of that early research looks favorable for some of those interventions. And will have application to us in the pig industry.
Okay, we've been talking to Dr. Joe Connor from the Carthage Veterinary Services Clinic in Carthage, Illinois. Joe, thank you again for your time.
Thanks, Joe.